Rebuild, reroot, rise. Welcome to the podcast, y'all. If it's your first time checking in, welcome, welcome. I just want to welcome you in. Get comfy, get cozy. And for all of y'all that have been tuning in continuously, I just want to say thank you. And I'm just sending love and light and prosperity to all of y'all. So today's episode is going to be about being comfortable being uncomfortable. So being comfortable, being uncomfortable. Getting comfortable, getting uncomfortable. Like, yeah, it's real. Like, the best growth in life, the best healing in life has came from being uncomfortable. Let's check it, right? We're so used to being comfortable doing the things that we love to do, having a routine and a schedule that we're so used to. So the minute we step outside of the box or we go outside of that scheduling or the habits that we have, it's like, literally, it can feel uncomfortable. It can feel like, whoa, like, what is this? Like, why am I doing this? Like, you know, I'm not used to this. I shouldn't be doing this. And it's like, no, like, anything that we do that we're not used to, it's to bring us awareness. It's to bring us growth, understanding, you know, and change is good. Change is really good. I feel like we were told that change is bad growing up. Not even that, we were told. It's like anxiety, right? Anxiety, depression, mental health is real. And sometimes we get trapped in our own emotions, our own comfortability of just being where we are, who we are, staying the same and not changing. But let me tell y'all, I can actually say my best growth and my best healing was from, you know, the most uncomfortable situations in my life, the most confusing, painful, hurt, whatever you want to use to express, you know, the things that I wasn't used to, that I had to go through at the end of the day. And it just brought so much growth and clarity and awareness, and it brought me to who I am today. I would not be who I am today if I never went through all the stuff that I went through in my life. And it's crazy because we could even think about the stuff that we've been through and be like, dang, even just thinking about it makes me uncomfortable. But it's like, no. Like, if you got through it, even though it was uncomfortable, it was for a purpose. For you to experience being uncomfortable. But now you're comfortable, right? Because you got through it. And it's crazy because that is the tricky mindset, where our mind will play games on us. Our mind will literally conform us to be in a bubble, in a box, knowing, right? Anxiety be knowing that we are gonna be so much more blessed, so much more happy, so much more peaceful. We're gonna be so much more powerful, using our voice more once we be comfortable with being uncomfortable. So, hey, I was never comfortable with, you know, who I really was, you know what I mean? I was a girl that grew up just always wanting to please people. So I would use just my people-pleasing character trait, I guess you could say, my characteristic, my trait to be amongst people. So it's like, because I wasn't comfortable with being who I was, it's like I would still force myself to be uncomfortable, but still not even be myself. So it's like I'm like doing all this stuff, trying to be, you know, somebody else, you know, wearing the weaves, being all, you know, worldly and, you know, just being like other people. But in the end, like, you are not yourself. And the best growth, again, is like when you could be yourself. When you could be comfortable being uncomfortable, but you're yourself at the same time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, right? I started my lock journey. So I locked my hair up. And at first it was uncomfortable. And you know, you go through that stage of like, wow, like I you know, I locked my hair. This is different. I'm not going to be putting anything in my hair, straightening my hair. So it's like it was uncomfortable, but I've learned to be comfortable now. It's like I went through that stage of uncomfortableness. It happened. I felt it. I released it. And I realized, you know what? This is what is needed in order for me to grow into the woman that I desire to be, right? If I have to lock my hair now and go through that uncomfortable stage, hey, I'm gonna get comfortable. So I started learning ways I could style my hair and ways I could just love and embrace this part of myself, you know. I believe that the body sometimes triggers the uncomfortable response, the flight response, whenever our emotions are getting involved. Okay, so when our emotions feel threatened or compromised, that's when I feel like that signal is just like, boom, like you feeling uncomfortable, you need to readjust, you need to put up the wall, set the boundaries, flight, like, and it's crazy because it happens so quick in our mind. But I have to say, since I've been myself more, since I've been more free and being who I am and not conforming to society or anybody's perception of me, okay? I'm telling you, I'm free. I'm free. And I feel that people see that too, that I'm like, you know, people will tell, like, people will feel and sense when you are being you, like, authentically you. Like, you are just expressing yourself, creating, healing, growing, inspiring others, being blessed while you bless others, and giving while you receive, and all this stuff. Like, it just comes in alignment with when you accept yourself and you get comfortable with being uncomfortable in your own journey, right? You have to face some truths about yourself that nobody knows. You gotta face who you are. You gotta be real to yourself. I'm telling you, it's like, it's such a journey. It is such an experience that not only you go through and that you heal through, but eventually you bring other people collectively on that journey with you. And I feel like I'm going through that right now. I've been really advocating about mental health and healing, and collectively we all doing this, y'all. And I love that as I do it on my own and for myself, it's not necessarily just for myself, but it's for others as well. So I really just want to encourage anyone to tap into that, tap into, you know, realizing that you gotta get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And just know that it's all a part of growth. It's all about who you're becoming, who you are, and who you even used to be. All those time to play with who you're becoming. Because those are three separate people. Who you used to be, who you are right now, and who you're becoming are three separate people that all tie into one. And it's just stages of growth. So, y'all, I love y'all. This is just a quick episode. It was just on my heart, this message of being comfortable, being uncomfortable. Because so many of us are so gifted, so creative. And we sometimes can allow ourselves to stay comfortable rather than getting uncomfortable, not realizing that through the uncomfortable stage, you're going to get comfortable and help others get comfortable as well. And that's the blessing. We literally are vessels on this earth. We're here to serve. We should be serving others with truth, with love, with light, with healing, with growth. And I really, really, really want to encourage someone to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because really the journey is just beautiful. And in the end, you're really going to look back and be like, wow, all these uncomfortable things I thought about myself or was feeling, it's not even a thing anymore right now. And that's growth. So yeah, y'all, this is the episode for today. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. Get comfortable getting uncomfortable. And I hope that it served you well. And I'm just sending love, light, and prosperity to all y'all. And I'll catch y'all on the next episode. So stay tuned. Peace.